The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Japan Top 10. Hello everyone, this is Andy.
And I'm Haru.
And we are here to talk to you on our Cultures episode about the 10th anniversary of the 2011 Tohoku earthquake. But before we get into our episode, we have some short announcements for you. First, I would like to announce that we have an Instagram page, so please follow us at JapanTop_10 for the latest news on Japanese music industry and much more. Additionally, I would like to ask, have you ever wanted to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. If you need full details, you can find those at japantop10.jp, and we will find an advertising plan that will work for your company's needs.
We are now on Amazon Music. Search us up there and give a listen on there in their podcast page. If you are enjoying this Cultures episode, remember, you can receive the full version of this episode by becoming a Patreon donor, just starting at a dollar. Plus, you will receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just commentary and music. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for details. Meet our newest host, Lydia, on our brand new Top 10 episode for March. She will join Tassie in less than a week from now. In this episode, we will be recalling the 2011 Tohoku earthquake, the worst natural disaster to hit Japan in modern times, as its 10th anniversary approaches on March 11th. In response to the disaster that shocked the nation and shocked the world, many of Japan's music artists produced songs of hope for a brighter future and played an active role in raising funds to help improve the lives of those who were most affected by it, and we will be playing some of those songs. And actually, I experienced the 2011 Tohoku earthquake in my hometown, Kanagawa Prefecture, which is in the south part of Tokyo. It's south of Tokyo. So I like to share my experience of the Tohoku. I was in Kanto area, but the earthquake, and I also want to talk about how was Japan like during 2011.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Pete Rose logged more hits in baseball history than anyone else. No one has come close to breaking his record. But he was also at the center of one of the game's biggest scandals, a scandal that changed baseball forever. In the new book, Charlie Hustle, New York Times bestselling author Keith O'Brien chronicles Pete Rose's spectacular rise and fall. Drawing on firsthand interviews with Rose himself and his associates, this is Pete Rose as we've never seen him before. By Charlie Hustle, available wherever books are sold.
Yes, so we have a lot to talk about as we remember such a tragic event in Japan's history and, you know, in recent memory for natural disasters as well.
Oh, Andy.
Yes.
Do you remember that we had an earthquake last month?
Yes, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was really surprised, and I think many of our listeners, even in maybe America or Canada and other parts of the world, might have seen it on the news, because a lot of people, I know my parents were actually aware of the earthquake as well.
Yeah. So it said that it was one of the aftershocks of the 2011 Tohoku earthquake, right?
Yeah, I was so surprised to hear that, that it had such a deep impact.
Yeah. Have you ever had, like, huge earthquake in Japan?
Yes, to be honest, I've never experienced anything above, on the grading scale, anything above a 4. Uh-huh. I think a 4 or a 4.5 is about the worst that I've experienced. Of course, you know, I went to the emergency center for, like, the emergency preparedness center, the Bosai center. Oh. And I was able to try, you know, they have a machine that simulates an earthquake. Mm-hmm. But outside of that machine, I've never experienced anything as severe, nowhere near what even the aftershocks of the 2011 earthquake were. At that time, if you don't mind me asking, I know we'll talk more as we continue the episode, but at that time, how strong was the earthquake, do you remember, from the 2000, even in Kanagawa? Mm-hmm. How strong did you feel the earthquake there?
In 2011?
Yes.
I guess that was 5-.
Like, wow, okay.
Compared to Tohoku area, the strongest one was 7, I guess, in Miyagi or, you know, in Tohoku area. But the shaking was like, it was so huge that, like, compared to other earthquakes, like, we experienced a lot of earthquake in Japan, but I never experienced such a, like, huge and, like, massive shaking. It's like totally different from other earthquake before.
Yeah. Oh, it's so, so scary. And I know we'll talk about it more. Actually, maybe now is a good time to start. The way we'll schedule our episode or format our episode is that we'll talk about different stages or different parts of the natural disaster, and starting with the earthquake. So in the 2011 Tohoku earthquake, also known as the Great East Japan earthquake, it happened on March 11th, 2011 at 2:46 p.m. And yes, just right in the middle of the day. The earthquake's epicenter was located under the sea, 70 kilometers off the coast of Miyagi Prefecture. It was measured at a 9.0 magnitude, making it the most powerful earthquake ever recorded in Japan, and the fourth most powerful earthquake in the world since modern records began in 1900. The earthquake actually caused Japan's main island of Honshu to move 2.4 meters east, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're talking about things that usually shift very minusculely, very smallly, that is a massive jump. And it was so powerful that it shifted the earth on its axis by between 10 and 25 centimeters. So again, just absolutely monumental. Japan suffered over 1,000 aftershocks in the wake of the first earthquake in the year after the major earthquake. And there were about 1,887 aftershock events of over 4.0 magnitude across Japan. And as Haru mentioned, they were saying that the earthquake that we had just prior in this earlier in this month was also an aftershock. So even to this day, we're still feeling the effects just of the shaking. Yeah, I was going to ask, of course, you talked a little bit about how you experienced it, but what were you doing at the time, if you don't mind me asking, what was going on, if you can remember?
So 10 years ago, I was 14 years old, and I was in junior high school in Kanagawa Prefecture, which is near Tokyo. Then I still remember that in the afternoon, I was in the English class, and which is my favorite class, because I really liked my female English teacher. So, yeah. So that's why I still remember. that was during English class. And my classroom was located on the third floor, and there was no elevator at school. Then, unfortunately, at the time, I had injured, like, in February, I guess. So, like, I had injured on my left knee. So, I had to use crutches to go to school. So, because there is no elevator, then to go to the classroom on the third floor. And then, so during the English class, then, like, around 2:46 p.m., then I felt an earthquake at first, but it wasn't too strong. Then all of my classmates were just, you know, hiding under the desk, like we do, you know, like evacuation drill. Then suddenly the huge shaking attacked, and the floor was shaking, and the desks were moving around. It's totally different from, you know, other earthquake before. Then the only thing I could do during the earthquake was just holding the legs of my desk, but, you know, everything is moving around. It's like a, you know, like a roller coaster. Yeah. Then it was like totally different. The shaking, like up and down, and, you know, left and right. It was super, super, like, so I was so scared, even though I experienced a lot of earthquake here. So, but even, you know, like, it's too far from Tohoku area, like in Tokyo. It's so far, but, you know, like, not, I guess, like, people in Kansai area also had earthquake.
Right, exactly. Like, it was truly just almost all across Japan, it seemed like the effect was so wide-ranging just from this singular earthquake. And of course, as I mentioned, you know, moving Japan, it moved Honshu, so it just seems like something that, hearing you talk right now, it reminds me of, we had a very bad typhoon in my area, 2 years ago now, or last year, I can't remember, but at that time, people said it was like anything they've it was unlike anything they've ever experienced before. And so I think it's kind of a really scary moment when you are in the middle of a disaster or something happening, and you start to realize that it's different than your previous experience.
Yeah. So the earthquake with an intensity, like, the level was 5- in my area, then it's not too strong, but, like, it was totally different, and I've never experienced such a huge earthquake before. Then, so after the earthquake, the students and teachers have to evacuate to the school ground. But, you know, other times, since I was injured my knee, then, you know, so my favorite female teacher gave me a piggyback ride from the third floor to the first floor. So,
wow, that's my... that is so... Oh, that's a very heartwarming story.
So that was my story of the Tohoku earthquake.
Oh, I see. I see. And I mean, just before I know we have a lot to talk about continuing, but was there, I mean, were you notified at the time about how bad the earthquake was in the Tohoku area, or were you still kind of did you not know until you got home, or?
Oh, so at a time like there is no electricity even in Tokyo, like Tohoku and Kanto area. So when I noticed that like something is happening in Tohoku, that was when I listened to the radio. So like because we couldn't watch TV, then I heard like a lot of things happening, like huge earthquake occurred in Tohoku and also tsunami. And also like the Fukushima nuclear power plant accident, and like there's so many things were happening. And yeah, like even I was in Kanagawa Prefecture, like I felt so worried about, you know, like radioactive and, you know, like what's going on the fu our future. Or like, you know, government, it's also like government was working hard, but you know, like everyone never imagine and experience this such a like terrible situation before. So everyone was like really, really worried about and like anxious, and like was definitely we were in emergency.
Yeah, definitely. That I definitely can understand that perspective of now I'm working, as a member of the city hall in my town, and when we had that really bad typhoon, I got to see some of that kind of same mentality. A lot of people unsure what to do, but knowing, trying to help, the people around them and whatnot. And of course, it's a much smaller scale. I cannot say that enough. But yeah, I can, that point you just brought up, I can really see how people were kind of unsure how to react initially, right? Okay, well, we hope that you all stay safe, continue to wear a mask and wash your hands, and of course, stay safe from COVID-19. And we just want to thank you for listening and hope that we can all respectfully recognize the 10th anniversary of the great Tohoku earthquake this year and send all of our good wishes and prayers to those affected, even to this day. So, thank you for listening.
Bye, sayonara.
Bye bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.